Well, before we get to that question, let me go back to Doka for 1 second.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
It kind of ties into something important in the Philippines. Like in the Philippines, Baptist churches will ordain anybody. You know, they say, well, hey, if you're called by God, brother, let's just get this done right now. And they'll ordain you without being married, without having read the Bible cover to cover one time. The majority of Baptist pastors have not read the Bible cover to cover one time. And they're not really ashamed to admit it, because plenty of people I know have heard various different ones. It's not just one wild story, but, you know, plenty of them have never read the Bible cover to cover. And, you know, Doka is obviously not qualified to be a pastor. And, you know, for someone who's been waiting to be qualified and has wanted this for a long time, before he was called out as a heretic, before he declared himself to be a heretic with a flat earth and everything and things that got worse, I did not like the guy. He was smug. He was arrogant. And then when I saw on his website that he had an evangelist, I was trying, because I was like, maybe this guy, I feel guilty about like disliking this guy, because as far as I know, he's saved and kind of like this. But I was like, man, I cannot stand this guy. He just seemed smug. He seemed arrogant. And I think that all of us have learned that if someone's going to lift themselves up before they're ready, they're going to inevitably probably be a bad guy. You know, we've kind of seen that. And so I want to stop that mentality in the Philippines, because a lot of the guys that are out of church come from that sort of background. And so they realize that they're probably more ready than all these other phonies that are going out there. But you know what? God established a system. And, you know, if you're going to be a pastor in a church, you're in it for the long haul. I mean, that's 30, 40, 50 years. What's another 3 years to make sure you're actually ready and qualified by God's standards? And so that's something in the Philippines that I definitely want to fight against, is this idea of just, you know, hey, you know, let's just get ordained, even though we're not really trained and ready. As for the soul winning in the Philippines.
Sermon, real quick, I just want to say, I guess one of your early sermons then are going to be about the qualifications to pastor coming out of.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I'll definitely have to talk about that.
And one thing you mentioned too, Brother Stuckey, is that you're working your tail to the bone to make sure that you do it the right way, that when you get qualified, you're biblically qualified based on what the scriptures say you need to do to be a legitimate pastor. And, you know, how do you feel when you see these guys circumvent those qualifications to exalt themselves?
Yeah, it definitely makes me mad. And I've talked to other people kind of off the record, people that are close friends, and it really bugged them and stuff. But then when you really think about it, it's just like, you know what, if you lift yourself up, you're going to be abased. So I really shouldn't let it get me down, because, you know, the proof's going to be in the pudding eventually, you know, with people that aren't ready and aren't prepared and stuff like that. So, but it the thing I don't like about it, it's the same thing with shallow soul winning. Shallow soul winning spreads because there's just something kind of prideful in us where we want to come back with a number. You know, we hate coming back with not getting anybody saved. And when other people are kind of doing a bad job, there's like a slight tendency of not doing as thorough of a job. You know, I've seen that, especially with soul winning marathons and stuff like that, where all of a sudden people seem to think, well, you know, on a marathon, so let's just kind of, you know, spend 5 less minutes at the door. It's like, no, you're going to do things the same way. And let somebody else come back with 8 saved. You come back with your 1 saved or none saved or however many, you know. And so it's the same thing with people exalting themselves to be pastors. Because when I've seen people that I know are not ready, and I know I've read the Bible more than them and prepared more, honestly, in my flesh, yeah, it makes me mad. Like someone like Doka, I was just thinking, you know, what a joke.
Because he's a loser.
Yeah, and if you're just looking for a church that will ordain you, you can find a Baptist church in America that will ordain you. It's not like it's a struggle. So it's not like he did anything to deserve it at all. And so it definitely does bug me. But then in the end, it's kind of like God's going to exalt some people and he's going to bring down others. If you exalt yourself, obviously with salvation, if you exalt yourself and never humble yourself, you're going to be abased. But even just in our lives, you know, there's a guarantee that if you lift yourself up, you're going to be brought down. And so in the end, I don't think it should necessarily bother me. I just hate seeing that mentality spread. And I don't want to see that spread, you know, in the Philippines. You know, I definitely want to do things the right way. So